Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a beautiful ocean. Welcome to Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com. My name is Evan Dorian, and I'm your host tonight, joined by co-host Craig Cook. And it's time to elevate the mind, body, and spirit. My Empowered World is here to inspire, transform, and empower the human experience. And we help you achieve this by providing empowering experiences through content, products, tools, and services that elevate the mind, body, and spirit, resulting in a world that becomes a better place for everyone. So be sure to check out our website at MyEmpoweredWorld.com, sign up for our free daily empowerment emails, follow us on our social network channels at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that will get you dialed into our ecosystem and empower your world daily. Also, we just launched our e-commerce site. We've got MyEmpowered World hats and t-shirts, so you can wear that empowering gear on your run, doing yoga, or just hanging out at the house. Either way, check it out, myempowerworld.com/shop. If anyone has any questions tonight, please feel free to post them on our Facebook wall. We'll try to answer them before the end of the show tonight. Craig, how are you doing tonight? You doing good?
I'm doing good, Evan. Thank you. I hope you're doing well, too.
Doing good, doing good. I don't think it's ever going to cool down around here. It's been about 96 degrees the last, I don't know, this El Nino is really heating it up, but
Surfing's been good, driving happy. Yeah, I bet. I've been hearing that. That's great. Yeah, it's, we'll see how long this weather lasts, but life is good. Life is good. Can't be complaining with where we're at and where we live and everything that's going on. It's all good.
Yep. Well, we have a wonderful guest joining us tonight. And her name is Tani Avon, and Tani is a wisdom teacher and life consultant and integrity coach, and she will be speaking at the upcoming Mindful Her Conference on October 24th, 2015, here at the end of the month. And hi, Tani, how are you doing? Welcome to Empowering Radio. How are you tonight?
Aloha from Hana, Hawaii. I'm doing wonderful. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here.
Nice. Well, I think hopefully you enjoyed our intro song.
I did.
Life is a beautiful ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, what better place to experience that there in Hana, right?
Yeah, it made me want to get up and hula.
Nice. We wrote that song about a year ago, so it's worked out nice for our intro. We've enjoyed it.
Perfect.
Thanks. So let's get right into it. Craig, I know you've got some things that you want to maybe start off with.
Sure, yeah. Let's get into it. I think, Tani, I think a good place to start, you know, just looking at your website and just reading about you briefly, I think it would be neat to start with your story about how you kind of got to where you're at today. It sounded like you had a pretty big life challenge to overcome, and if you could just kind of tell us your story of your journey and how you got to where you're at today. And then we can talk a little bit later after that, you know, what you actually do and how you work with people. Sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great. I actually spent about the first 45 years of my life believing that I was a human doing. So I spent the first 45 years doing, going, achieving, striving, competing, and I was just a human doing. And after spending 45 years seeking perfection and success and achievement and being the best, all of that, I had a health crisis. And I came to terms with reality pretty quickly. When your body does not cooperate with you pushing it to go and do, it teaches you a lot of wisdom. So I had a health crisis when I was 40, in my late 40s, and for 4 years I was very, very sick, and they could not find out what was wrong with me. So not only was I unable to push my body and to be a doer, I literally was simply unable to move, in great pain, really dealing with migraines and shingles and joint pain and fatigue and all kinds of different things. And I sought out Western medicine to give me a diagnosis and a pill, a cure, to make me better. And that wasn't happening. So I call this the dark night of the soul, meaning that when you don't have your health or your body, it really limits your capacity to enjoy life. And I became
shut down.
I became very depressed and actually suicidal. I'd been an athlete. I had competed at a very high level of swimming, competitive swimming. I'd been an exercise physiologist. I had my own company when I was in my 20s and 30s called Get Fit Enterprises, and I owned fitness studios in Hawaii and Santa Barbara and Newport Beach. So here I was, and my body was saying, no, you know, we're not going to cooperate with you continuing to keep your your foot on the gas pedal. So I finally got a diagnosis, and it wasn't a good one. I had a very rare disease. Only 1 in 9 million people had ever had, and there was no cure and no medicine. And they basically told me that it was a very painful process, that I would die, and they would give me as much morphine as I needed to comfort me. And I accepted that. I accepted that and just went to bed. And then on the 4th of July, 2004, I don't know why, but something moved me that I call spirit or God. And I said, hell no, I don't want to die. So I started seeking out alternative forms of medicine. And I went to a medical intuitive down in Encinitas. And I started working with Chinese medicine and energy medicine and meditation and working with the chakra system. And 90 days after working with this woman, on September 8th, 2004, I had a spontaneous remission, and I have been healthy for over 11 years with no trace of the disease in my body.
Unbelievable. Wow.
So I still go to a rheumatologist every 3 months and have my blood taken, and my blood comes back, and they just look at me, and they can't quite figure out, you know, like they say, meditation? Like, meditation was your medicine? I'm like, yep.
That's awesome.
So I wasn't really sure where you send a thank you note for a miracle, because I didn't have the address. So I said to Spirit, I said, so what do I do with the rest of my life with this miracle? You know, you don't want to mess up a miracle, and you don't want to not be grateful for it. And I just got the very clear message that I was to teach this medicine that I have been gifted with, and to help other people learn to manage stress and wellness and health and mental health, emotion, all levels of health with energy medicine and meditation.
Now, are these some of the things that you learned?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Were these some of the things that you learned with the lady down in Encinitas, down south?
Yeah, so she was an energy healer, and she actually taught me different tools, the Enneagram and archetypes and heart math and energy medicine and meditation. So she gave me these tools that were in her toolbox as a healer, and I had this spontaneous remission and healing on September 8th, 2004, and using these tools that she gave me, I have maintained excellent health for the last 11 going on 12 years. And so now I teach the tools that she gave me and put in my toolbox. Now I pass those tools on to others.
That's great.
I'm curious. You had a clear message to teach. Like, how did you receive that? Like, how did that come through?
In meditation. So for me, meditation for me is seeking the wisdom within you. So from my perspective, since I was in utero, since I was conceived, I've been in a body. Everywhere I've been in a body. Every breath, every heartbeat, every experience. So my body has been my constant, faithful, loyal companion. Everywhere I've been, I've traveled in this body. I have great wisdom within my body. And so for me, meditation is about dropping into the body and listening to the spirit that lives within me, the wisdom of the body, intuition, inspiration, all of these things. You know, your brain is in your body, your breath is in your body. I mean, it's for me, meditation is seeking the wisdom within me. And so when I sit in meditation, I listen. And it just came to me clearly, what do you do when you've been given a gift? You share it. And so I had been coaching swimming at private boarding schools. I was a men's swimming coach. I'd been an exercise physiologist. I'd been an athlete. So I was always kind of doing training and coaching and teaching. I just thought, what if I could teach this? And this is like personal spiritual fitness boot camp kind of tools.
Yeah. Neat. Interesting. Well, let's take a quick station ID, and then when we come back, we can talk about the work, how you're working with these tools with your clients and so forth. So we'll be back on Empowering Radio with Tanya Vaughn on Facebook and here with Evan Dorian.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Visit us at MyEmpoweredWorld.com. Become a subscriber and get daily inspirational messages delivered to your inbox.
All right, we're back on Empowering Radio. I'm Craig Cook. I'm here with Evan Dorian, and we're speaking with Tanya Vaughn. And Tanya was just telling us her journey to where she is today as a healer and a life coach and integrity coach. And it's really, really fascinating. So let's get into some of these tools that you're using. I'm curious, with the energy medicine, Evan and I are both actually familiar with that, with someone we know that does that. What kind of energy medicine did you learn, and what are you continuing to use in your practice?
So with energy medicine, I basically became very aware of the chakra system, and I became very aware that we are all, if I were to peel off your skin and your bone and your muscles and everything, underneath it all, the heart and the brain are electrical. And so underneath everything, we are electrical, vibrating, pulsating orbs of energy dressed up in these bodies, these outfits. And so I started working with the electrical blueprint, the energetic blueprint, and the chakra system, and understanding how to work with energy and vibration. And if I could keep my vibration at a very strong, powerful, pulsating level, that dis-ease cannot make its home in my body, because dis-ease is at a lower vibration. And so if I keep my body in a high vibration through energy medicine tools that I teach, then see, dis-ease is at a lower vibration, so I no longer become a good host for dis-ease.
Right. So what kind of modalities are you using? Right.
Well, so I started with the Enneagram. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Enneagram. but it's a way of understanding how you're wired. So knowing that we are electrical and we have this energetic blueprint, the Enneagram is simply a tool of understanding how you're wired, how you perceive the world, how you process information, how you integrate your thoughts and your emotions and your instincts and your intuition. And then I went into learning about archetypes, the different facets of how we express our personality. And then energy medicine with Donna Eden. She was the teacher that I had for energy medicine. And I'm a Reiki master, so then I also worked with Reiki. I went to the Nine Gates Mystery School, which is kind of an ancient way of being initiated into different healing traditions. And so Nine Gates, you get initiated into nine different healing paths, the Celtic Druid, the Native American, the Christian mystic, the Jewish Kabbalah, the Zen Buddhist, the Sufi mystic. I'm trying to think of all of them now. But anyway, so I've been trained by teachers from many different spiritual paths and initiated as a healer with their particular tools. So using that form of native, indigenous, shamanic kind of medicines. And then I also feel like integrity is a medicine. When your thoughts, your words, your actions, your feelings are all in alignment, when you're in integrity with yourself, you're not, you know, a divided person thinking one thing, saying another, feeling another. So to me, being in integrity and alignment, at one-ment, is a very powerful medicine. So
I agree with
that. Those
are
some of the tools. And then, of course, meditation, you know, which is just a practice of stillness, silence, and solitude, and learning to manage the ego and the pain body and the shadow so that the light from within you lights a very high vibration. So I know I'm just so passionate about what I do. I feel like I could just talk to you guys all night.
Yeah.
Well, we could listen all night if we had that time, unfortunately, but it's because it's so fascinating. I'm curious as to, with that mystery school, the Nine Gates, you learned all these different modalities, different cultural methods. Is there one that you tend to gravitate towards?
Yes,
in your practice?
Of course, the Native American, because my father was Native American, so very much the Native American and the Sweat Lodge and the medicine wheel and really working in relationship with Mother Earth. And the animals and being out in nature. I'm very much connected to nature and Mother Earth. That's why I love living here in Hana, Maui, feeling so, you know, deeply connected. So the Native American and then the Christian mystic is also very resonant with me.
Can you explain what the Christian mystic is? It's not like what people would probably expect mainstream Christianity to be. So if you could elaborate on that, that'd be great.
Yeah, so a lot of the saints and mystics in the Christian tradition had an experience called Gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, a Gnostic experience, where they had a direct Gnostic encounter experience with Jesus as a teacher, as a guide, as a healer. And so I follow Jesus on the pathway of grace. I very much believe in grace, you know, love and gratitude and forgiveness, but that doesn't necessarily align with the religion of Christianity and the dogma and theology. So I'm not really a follower of dogma or theology or religion, but very much Jesus and the way of grace, the path of grace.
Right, I'd say walking the path, really, rather than
yes.
being caught up
and that's what the
ritual.
Early Christians were called. They were called followers of the way in the beginning, before there was the organized religion. And I try to tell people, you know, Jesus didn't write a book or start a religion. He walked a way of life, and I choose to follow that way, which is, to me, it's grace.
Right. Yeah, similar to... I always kind of tend to think that sometimes I wonder if Jesus kind of had an inclination towards Taoism, you know, because it's about that.
Oh,
way,
absolutely. Oh, yes. You know, there's actually some wonderful books on the similar sayings of Buddha and Jesus, and there's also some literature on how the Tao and Jesus have the same wisdom. They're just put, you know, in a different language and a different culture.
Right, right. So interesting. So interesting.
Yeah.
Let's take another station ID break so we have a good amount of time here to break to talk about how you work with clients and all that good stuff, but the types of issues they come to you with. So we'll be back on Empowering Radio with Tanya Vaughn, Craig Cook, and here with Evan Dorian.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MyEmpoweredWorld. And remember to share and help us spread our message of empowerment.
All right, I'm Craig Cook back here on Empowering Radio with Evan Dorian. And we're speaking with Tanya Vaughn, life consultant, integrity coach, and wisdom teacher. Tanya, why don't you explain to us like the types of issues clients typically come to you with and then how you help them.
Okay, so in the beginning, I never did any marketing or advertising. I didn't have a website. I didn't have a business card. I just trusted that if my work was good, if my wisdom was helpful, that people would talk about that, you know, would be like word of mouth and referral. So for the first 6 years, I didn't have any marketing or anything. It was just word of mouth. And who typically came to me is someone, male or female, going through a health crisis or a sudden death or a trauma, who just wanted to be listened to. And so in the beginning, I just practiced the art of sacred listening, which just means really being with someone and really listening and affirming and acknowledging and having empathy and compassion, and then asking them the questions that would lead them to the wisdom within them. A lot of times people absolutely have the wisdom to know what it is they need to do, what they're seeking. They just need to clear all the emotions and, you know, intensity of what they're going through. So quite honestly, I work with all kinds of people going through all kinds of life situations, and that's why I call myself a life consultant. You all are having a life. I'm a consultant. You bring your life, I listen, and through Socratic dialogue, through asking questions, I ask a lot of questions, guiding you and leading you to find your own way and your own answers. So I will say that I happen to do a lot of sexual abuse. I have, you know, a sensitivity and a specialty, kind of, that's a weird word to use, but that's one of the types of situations I am really graced and gifted to work in. Also, people who are leaving their religion, people who are leaving the Mormon church or leaving the Roman Catholic, like people who are leaving a inherited familial religion and wanting to have a relationship with spirit, with God, private, personal, their own, without all of the, you know, dogma, theology, and rules and structures. So I do work with a lot of people who are seeking God and leaving their religion.
Wow, interesting, interesting. Tony, Evan, what do you think? I know you've, I think, had some health challenges at one point, too. Did you have any questions for Tony?
Just based on my journey, I've had, you know, I had some issues, and I had some healing done in the past through Craig, and I actually both work with him, and he does some. Well, what kind of type of healing would you call that, Craig? It's more like
he's kind of with the don't hybrid, but it's based on Chinese Qigong, and then he uses some other stuff like violet flame type.
You know, he's done some pretty magical things with me. I usually, my root chakra usually gets blocked quite a bit, and I'll go and see him, and about 2 days after we do like a, you know, a session, and then it releases that root chakra, and I can feel the flow and the energy flowing again through my body. And so I've had some great success through energy work, and I'm definitely a believer in it.
Beautiful. So, I do believe that sound, vibration, and color, like you're talking about the violet flame, I think those are the medicines that are we're going to be using more and more. They're really ancient wisdom and ancient medicine, as the Chinese know. They know so much more about medicine and energy than we do. But I think that we are going to be using sound, like we do, Steve and my beloved and I, we do sound baths with crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and Balinese songs and didgeridoo. So we use sound and vibration as well as light and color. So I really do believe that the Chinese have such wonderful, rich wisdom to teach us about healing the body. May I offer something to you? Evan, may I offer you something? I would ask you, so if I were working with you, I would ask you this question, and I don't want you to give me your answer. I would just have you ponder this because of the root chakra. I would say to you, do you feel safe, secure, supported, and stable in your life? Those would be the four questions I would ask your root chakra. Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Do you feel supported? Do you feel stable?
Perfect. I'll after the show, I'll listen to that, and I'll write that down, and I'll kind of go through it.
Just play
and
with
I'll
it and see if it...
I'll email you my answers. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Now, now, where can people learn more about you, and do you have a website, and let the listeners kind of know where they can learn and kind of get more information about your services?
Thank you. Yes. I do have a website. It's www.tawnyavonne, TawnyAvonne.com. And there's some video clips on there. There's a calendar page where you can book a session. I have an office in San Juan Capistrano, so I still travel once a month from wherever I'm living in the world to San Juan Capistrano to my office there, so people can have private sessions with me live there. And then I also do teachings, like Mindful Her is coming up, so they can come to Mindful Her. And I really want to give a shout-out to Kelly and Joanne for putting this program together and inviting lots of teachers so that more and more women can, you know, we can be visible and they can find those of us who are here to serve in the healing arts. That's really, you know, our calling is to serve. So, my website has got, I do Tawny Talks instead of TED Talks, so you can access the Tawny Talks on my website, and I do have some CDs and DVDs coming out on a book, Pearls of Wisdom. So go to my website and come to Mindful Her.
Awesome.
So cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to just visit you over in San Juan. That's only probably 10 minutes max from where I'm at.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. Yes, whoever's in Ladera Ranch, I'm just down the road from there, right?
Yeah, this is Craig. I'm in Ladera, so probably 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm
my office
in,
is at Camino Cap and Del Obispo.
Okay, yeah, no, exactly where that's at. Very cool. Interested in the whole how you combine like the sound healing with the sound bath and everything. That sounds really cool.
Yes, it is. It is really cool.
Well, we're just about out of time here, unfortunately. Evan, you want to take us out for the show?
Yeah, the 30 minutes flies by very fast.
I have 30 seconds left?
Yeah, the
thing I wanted to say is that meditation is something I really believe in and would love for people to explore, that it's not just sitting on a cushion, but meditation is a form of medication, and meditation is something that can heal and bless and help and serve. And so I really want to encourage people to learn about meditation and try it out as a stress-reducing medication.
You know, before the show started, we had a brief conversation real quick about how, you know, I told you that my form is I work out on long runs, and that's my way of kind of meditating. But, you know, you said that movement is also a way of meditation. that I thought
was because it gives the left brain something to focus on, rote, repetitive, crossing over motion. So when the left brain has something to focus on, then it opens the space and freedom of the right brain, the intuitive brain, the inspired brain. So it's about giving the ego something to do, the left brain something to do. So whether there's a mantra or a chant or movement or yoga, Pilates or running or hiking, it's just giving the left brain something to focus on and to do so that you can access alternate expanded states of consciousness, other parts of your brain.
Yeah, and that's how I feel when I'm working out, and after I'm done, it feels like I'm open again. And I can really let in the intuition side of me and really hear it more clearly.
Yes. Yeah. So there's lots of different ways to meditate. It's not just sitting on a cushion. There's different ways for different types of people. So it's about finding the way that works for you.
Yep, I agree with that. Well, hey, thank you so much for being on Empowering Radio Night. You've been a great guest, and I really enjoyed this show tonight. And
thank you, Craig and Evan, for having me.
Absolutely, thank you.
So, mahalo, aloha.
Mahalo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mahalo.
All right,
hey, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.